Good morning, students. Welcome to all of you in the first session of the chapter 7, An Imperial Capital, Vijayanagara. We will study in this lesson discovery of Hampi, Rajas, Naikas and Sultan, kings and traders, decline of Vijayanagara Empire and the Rajas and the Naikas, Vijayanagara, the capitals and its environment. First, water resources. Second, fortification and road. Third, urban center. The royal center. In the royal center, we will be discussed Mahanavami Dibba, other buildings in the royal center. The sacred center. In the sacred center, we will be discussed choosing capitals, Gopuram and Mandapas. Plotting places, temples and bazaars. For the better understanding of the chapter, we have divided the whole chapter into two sessions. Let us discuss about the first session. The Vijayanagara or the city of victory was the name of the both city and empire. The empire was founded in 14th century. The founder Harihar and Bukka. Capital of Vijayanagara Empire was Hampi. It stretches from the river Krishna in the north to the extreme south of the peninsula. Rediscovery of Vijayanagara started with the excavation at Hampi. The golden era of Vijayanagara Empire was under the rule of Krishna Devaraya. Then question is, who founded the Vijayanagara Empire? Answer is, the two brothers, namely the Harihar and Bukka, laid the foundation of Vijayanagara Empire in 1336. Then next topic, discovery of Hampi. Hampi is another name of Vijayanagara Empire. The name Hampi is derived from the local mother goddess Pampa Devi. The ruins at Hampi were brought to the light in 1800 by an engineer, Colonel Colin Mackenzie. An employee of East India Company, he prepared the first survey of map of this site. As early in 1836, the epigraphist began collecting the several dozens inscriptions found at this and other temple at Hampi. Then we will discuss what were the sources of Vijayanagara Empire. The sources of Vijayanagara Empire history include oral sources, inscriptions, manuscripts, accounts of foreign travelers, local vernacular literature, archaeological excavation, etc. Other records helps historian to reconstruct the history of Vijayanagara Empire. The number of foreign travelers have left vivid accounts of glory of Vijayanagara. We came to know from these sources that Vijayanagara was one of the richest kingdom of those times. Ibn Battuta has left account of Harihar I and Brahmani kingdom in his work Rihala. Other foreign Persian traveler Abdul Razzaq, who left valuable accounts on the socio-economic condition of Vijayanagara Empire. Among the local works, the Amukta Malyad of Krishna Devaraya gives details of the political ideas and polity of Vijayanagara Empire. Then origin of Vijayanagara Empire. Harihar and Bukka established the Vijayanagara Empire on the bank of the river Tungabhadra in the year 1336. The four dynasties of Vijayanagara Empire were: first Sangam dynasty, second Salu dynasty, third Tulu dynasty, fourth Aravidu dynasty. The first dynasty, known as the Sangam dynasty, exercised the control till 1485. They were replaced by Salu dynasty military commanders, who remained in the power till 1503. Then they were replaced by Tulu dynasty. Tulu dynasty were replaced by Aravidu dynasty, which remains in the power till the end of 17th century. Then the question is, Name the different dynasty which ruled over the Vijayanagar Empire. Answer is first Sangam dynasty, second Salu dynasty, third Tulu dynasty, and fourth is Aravidu dynasty. Rayas, Naikas, and Sultan. According to the tradition and epigraphic evidence, two brothers, Harir and Bukka, founded the Vijayanagar Empire in 1336. This empire included within its functioning frontier peoples who spoke the different languages and followed the different religious tradition. Kings and traders in Vijayanagara. As the warfare during this time depended upon effective cavalry, the importance of the horses from Arabia and the Central Asia was very important for rival kingdom. The trade was initially controlled by Arab merchants. From 1498, other actors appeared on the scene. These were Portuguese who arrived on the west coast of the subcontinent and attempted to establish the trading and military station. Vijayanagar was also noted for its markets, dealing in spices, textile, and many other precious stones. Vijayanagar under the control of rule of Krishnadevaraya. Krishnadevaraya rules was characterized by expansion and full consolidation. He brought under his control of the land between the Tungabhadra and Krishna river called Raichur Doab. In the year 1512, he defeated Pratap Rudra of Gajapati dynasty, the ruler of Orissa in 1514, and Sultan of Bijapur in 1520. Krishnadevaraya is credited with building some fine temple and adding the impressive Gopuram to many important South Indian temples. He also founded the suburban township near Vijayanagar called Nagalpuram after his mother. The next topic, decline of Vijayanagar Empire. There were the multiple factors that lead to the decline and fall of great Vijayanagar Empire. The conflict over the succession of the throne after the Krishnadevaraya. The unity of Deccan Sultanate. The critical mistake made by Ram Raya. After the death of Krishnadevaraya in 1529, his successor had to face the challenges of rebel Nayakas. By 1542, the control of the empire came under another ruling lineage, the Aravidu. This dynasty remained till in power in 17th century. During this period, alignment kept on shifting due to the military ambition. This ambition led an alliance with the Deccan Sultanate. In 1565, Ram Raya, the chief ministers of Vijayanagar, led the army into the Battle of Rakshas Tangri, also known as Talikota, where his forces routed by the combined armies of Bijapur, Ahmednagar, and Golconda. The victorious army sacked the city of Vijayanagar. The city was completely destroyed in the few years. The next topic, the Rayas and Nayakas. Military chiefs usually controlled ports and had armed supporter. These chiefs often moved from one area to another area, and in the many cases were accompanied by the peasant looking for the fertile land on which to be settled. These chiefs were known as Nayakas and they usually spoke Telugu or Kannada. Many Nayakas submitted to the authority of the kings of Vijayanagar, but they often rebelled and had to be subdued by the military action. The next topic, Amara Nayakas. Amaranaika's system was a major political innovation of the Vijayanagar Empire. It is likely that many features of this system were derived from the Iksha system of the Delhi Sultanate. The Amaranaikas were the military commanders who were given the territories to govern by the Rayas. They collected taxes and other dues from peasants, crowd persons and traders in the area. They retained the part of revenue for the personal use and for maintaining the fixed numbers of the horses and elephants. They used to submit the rest of the revenue in the state territory. It is not a state territory, it is a state treasury. The Amaranaika sent tribute to the king annually and personally appeared in the royal court with the gift to express their loyalty. The king occasionally asserted their control over them by transferring from one place to another place. However, during the course of 17th century, many of these Naikas established independent kingdom. Now for some assignment. What was the other name of Vijayanagar city? When was the Vijayanagar kingdom established? Name the different dynasty which ruled over Vijayanagar. Who were Amaranaikas? State any two characteristics of Krishnadev Raya rule. State any two reasons for the decline of Vijayanagar Empire. Why did the imperial power of Vijayanagar decline after the death of Krishnadev Raya? Explain briefly any five striking features about the location of Vijayanagar Empire. Thank you very much.